I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky General Assembly is now in recess after passing a flurry of bills last week. Some will earn the governor's signature, while others will garner his veto. And lawmakers certainly are not done with this year's session, with several pieces of legislation still in play. For some analysis on Capital Chat, we turn once again to the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Hello again, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So let's first talk about some of the legislation that could still be taken up in this session.
One of those would ban no-knock warrants. And that legislation, of course, stems from the shooting incident of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, where police served a no-knock warrant on her and killed her. And an officer was shot in that incident as well. So the legislation would ban no-knock warrants. It's the Senate version that is still out there is watered down from the House version. There are some restrictions on no-knock warrants in that legislation, but that has not passed yet. It has not gone to the governor. Another one is a bill that would protect businesses from COVID liability if they open and serve customers in a responsible manner. They would be immune from lawsuits. Another one that's gotten a lot of attention from people is a bill that would ban conversion therapy. And what that is, of course, is it's a type of psychoanalytical therapy that tries to get gay people to turn straight. And opponents have called it akin to torture. And there's a lot of public outcry for that. In fact, last Tuesday at the Capitol, there were people up there asking for the lawmakers to pass that bill, but it's still on the table. And then the one that is garnering national attention, Senate Bill 211, is still in the legislature as well. It hasn't fully passed to go to the governor. And what that bill does is it would criminalize insulting or taunting police officers. And it was introduced to enhance protest-related charges, but it's gotten to the a point where it just seems overbroad, and critics are suggesting that it couldn't pass First Amendment muster.
It was lampooned by none other than Trevor Noah on The Daily Show last week, as a matter of fact.
Right. It is getting national attention. So it'll be interesting to see where that one goes. Again, that one is still in the legislature. It hasn't received final passage to go to the governor yet.
And Laura, explain where we are in this process. Of course, this doesn't mean because they're in veto recess that these bills can't be passed. But what happens after that?
Lawmakers right now are in the middle of a 10-day veto period. And what they do right now is the lawmakers are just waiting on the governor. The governor has a bunch of legislation. Over 70 bills, or I think close to 70 bills, were passed last Tuesday alone and sent to the governor. So he and his staff are going to go through all of those during this next week or so. And then on Monday, March 29th, next Monday, the lawmakers come back in session. And on that day and March 30th, which is the last day of the session, they can still act on legislation that is pending, but they'll also be able to override any of the vetoes that the governor issued during this veto period.
In the time that we have left, let's talk about one particular bill that sits on the governor's desk right now that involves school choice.
House Bill 563, the education bill you just referred to, is one that created opportunity accounts that will allow people to use money to pay private school tuition, and the donors to those accounts get tax breaks. Public school folks oppose that, of course, thinking that the money will be siphoned off of public schools. And that bill passed the House by one vote when it went out. It was 48-47 vote last Tuesday. With a vote margin that close, if the governor does veto the bill, it might be tough for lawmakers to come back on the 29th and 30th of March, the last 2 days of the session, to override the governor's veto. They also, on those last 2 days, can take up legislation and pass it. But if the governor does veto it, the lawmakers will not have the opportunity to override those vetoes.
And we'll all have to sit back and see exactly what does transpire. Our guest today on Capital Chat has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She is the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. You have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.